washed yesterday.
Shrunk.
Okay, lately it seems that everyone I've washed has.
Shrinking. Shrink. Shrunk. Shrunk.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress. Dress up.
Okay, and what if she likes to put on makeup a lot?
Dress up.
Okay, what about if a man always likes to put on good clothes and look at himself in the mirror and all that?
Don't bang.
Would you use dress up for men too?
Yeah, dress up, sporty.
Okay, what do women carry money in?
A purse.
And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
A watch.
And a?
Watch band.
No, besides a watch. Yeah, it might have a silver.
Oh, a necklace. A choker.
You can have a gold.
A locket. I've forgotten the name of those things.
It's around your wrist, right?
Yeah, right, a bracelet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, suppose you have a lot of little things strung together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call those?
A medallion? Choker?
Yeah, if you had little beads all around.
Beads?
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
My belt.
And?
Suspenders.
Okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
When it rains, an umbrella.
What's the last thing that you put on a bed?
It's you spray it.
Okay, and at the head of a bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of a bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
On the head of the bed?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You heard of a bolster?
No.
What do you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
I don't know.
It's got little pieces and patterns.
A pallet.
Now, what's a pallet?
A quilt.
Okay. What's a pallet to you?
Something on the floor. It's still laying on the bed. Just sleep on the floor.
Okay. If you expected a real big crop from a wheat field, you might say that it happened because the soil is very...
rich.
Or another way of saying very rich would be...
Good.
You use this stuff to, you put it in...
Fertile, yeah.
Okay. What would you call flat lowland along a stream that overflows in the spring?
I don't know. I've forgotten it.
Okay. Do you call it bottomland?
I think that's, yeah. That's the name of it. I don't know if you call it that or not. I don't know.
Okay. How about low-lying grassland?
Next to water? Or what? A valley?
Can you tell me about some different kinds of land?
That's lying low. Mm. So some of valleys, that's all.
Okay. How about the kind of land that has had water standing in it for a long time?
A pond?
Have you heard of the Okefenokee?
No, I know how that.
Alligators live in these things?
Swamps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the place where salt hay grows along the sea?
Salt hay.
What kind of land would that be?
A beach? Along the sea?
It's right behind the beach, kind of.
I don't know that.
Okay, let's see. You had a lot of land and it was a bit swampy and you wanted to get it ready to cultivate, what would you have to do to it?
Drain it.
Okay, and what would you call the thing that you dug to drain it?
Trench.
Okay. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea? A tidal stream?
Backwater. Backwater.
Okay. Can you describe that more to me?
Like I said, it could be a stream from the sea, or it could be an underground thing that ended up somewhere on land. That's what we call it, backwater. It backed up somewhere.
Okay.